Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Today, we're tackling something that's maybe not as glamorous as conquering Mount Everest or debating ancient philosophy, but trust me, it's just as powerful creating a budget. Ever feel like your money disappears faster than you can say avocado toast? You know, that feeling when you look at your bank account and wonder where it all went? Well, I'm here to tell you, budgeting isn't about deprivation, it's about taking control of your finances and building a path towards financial freedom. It's like having a GPS for your money, guiding you towards your goals, whether that's buying a house, traveling the world, or simply feeling secure and in charge. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you create a budget that works for you. 1. Know where your money goes. This sounds obvious, but it's often the first step people skip. Think of it like tracking your daily steps. Unless you know how much you're walking, you can't really improve, right? Grab a notebook, use an app, or even just make notes on your phone. Track every single expense for at least a month. Coffee, that subscription box you forgot about, even the $5 parking ticket, it all adds up. Once you see where your money is actually going, you can start identifying areas to adjust. 2. Set realistic goals. Financial goals are like personal training plans. They need to be challenging, but attainable. Don't just dream of quitting your job and opening a beachfront cafe tomorrow, although, if that happens, I want an invite. Start with smaller, achievable goals. Maybe it's saving $500 for an emergency fund or paying off a small credit card debt. Once you hit those milestones, you'll build momentum and be ready to tackle bigger goals. 3. Prioritize needs over wants. This is where the real mental game begins. We live in a world that constantly tells us we need more stuff, the latest gadgets, trendy clothes, fancy dinners. But remember, needs are essential for survival: food, shelter, basic necessities, while wants are things that enhance our lives but aren't absolutely necessary. Learn to differentiate and ask yourself, do I really need this, or just want it? 4. Embrace the 50/30/20 rule. This is a simple framework that helps you allocate your income effectively. Allocate 50% of your after-tax income to needs: rent, bills, groceries, 30% to wants dining out, entertainment, hobbies, and 20% to savings and debt repayment. This guideline provides balance and ensures you're investing in both your present and future. 5. Track your progress and celebrate wins. Budgeting isn't a one-time thing, it's a continuous process. Regularly review your budget, make adjustments as needed, and celebrate your successes along the way. Every time you hit a savings goal or pay down debt, acknowledge that achievement. It keeps you motivated and reinforces positive financial habits. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who was feeling overwhelmed by her finances. She constantly felt like she was living paycheck to paycheck, and the thought of saving for down payment on a house seemed impossible. After listening to this podcast, You're Awesome, Sarah decided to create a budget using the 50/30/20 rule. She tracked her spending, identified areas where she could cut back, and started prioritizing saving. Within a few months, Sarah was amazed by the results. She had saved enough for an emergency fund, and her debt was decreasing steadily. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that anyone can achieve financial freedom with discipline and a well-structured plan. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you create a budgeting plan that sets you on the path to financial freedom. Remember, it's not about deprivation, it's about taking control of your finances and building a future where money works for you, not against you. Before we wrap up, I want to challenge you. What's one small step you can take today to start creating your own budget? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay tuned for more daily workouts for your mind right here on the Stoic Mind Gym. Until next time, keep striving for that mental fitness gold.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.